Hello and welcome to the Beer Business Finance Podcast, where we combine beer with finance to help you create delicious profits in your beer business. I'm your host, Carrie Shumway. I'm a certified public accountant, a former CFO for a beer distributor, and I love numbers. This podcast will provide you with useful financial guidance that you can implement right away in your beer business to make more money. In addition to this podcast, please visit beerbusinessfinance.com. Here you'll find free tools and resources, information on upcoming courses, and you can sign up to receive the weekly Beer Business Finance newsletter for free. Each week, we cover a specific financial topic to help you improve the financial results in your beer business. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Beer Business Finance Podcast. My name is Carrie Shumway and I'll be your host. Today I'm joined by Todd Grote and Rick Flagg from OnTrack Software. OnTrack is the premier point-of-sale tracking and management solutions provider for beer, wine, and spirits distributors. Their unique passion for marketing and operational excellence helps distributors reduce costs and sell more product. And that's why I've asked Todd and Rick to be on the podcast today. It's that last sentence. This is a tool that can help you reduce costs and sell more product. And I don't know what could be better than that. And they have several different tools, one of which helps you manage your point of sale. Now that can be temporary point of sale, permanent point of sale. And they have other tools that can help with things like tracking line cleaning, another tool that can help you with product sampling and make sure you get 100% supplier bill back recovery. And there's lots more goodies in there. They have a return on investment calculator with some very simple metrics. You input your metrics, you determine if this solution might make sense for you. On their site, there's a demo of what they offer. The calculator is there, and there's options to set up a live demo so you can get more information. And I'll put that all in the show notes. So again, this is a tool that helps you reduce costs and sell more product. That's music to my ears, and hopefully it is for you. So please enjoy my conversation with Todd and Rick from OnTrack Software. Todd and Rick, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
It is good to have you here. So let's start with some background. So give the listeners some background on the company, OnTrack Software. How long have you guys been in business? How many employees? How many locations? And talk a bit about the customers that you serve.
Sure. So we've been in business since 2007. We started when our CEO at the time, he was running an IT consultancy, and he was approached by an AB distributor who was having some challenges of keeping track of her printed POS program. She referred to it as a black hole. So she said, I spend all this money on printed POS on my sign shop. And she said, honestly, I have no idea where it goes or what I get in return for that investment. So that's how the company started. We started SignTrack, and then we've just rolled on since there. We're a smaller company. We're fewer than 10 employees. We're based in Cincinnati, Ohio, and some of those employees work remotely. But our main focus is exclusively helping beer, wine, and spirits distributors gain efficiencies in their POS marketing and draft line cleaning operations. We work with 10 of the top 20 beer distributors and 3 of the top 10 wine and spirits distributors around the country.
Excellent. Yeah, it's funny you say that the printed POS can become a black hole. You know, my experience, you know, as CFO for a beer wholesaler, I certainly saw that a lot. You know, we would get a lot of requests for stuff, right? And we'd be cranking out the POS and off it would go and be like, I have no idea if that's doing, I don't know where it is, if it's ever coming back.
Exactly.
Need to come back. So I think the solution is interesting. So let's dig in a little bit. I know you offer a couple of different types of solutions. So let's talk about each of those individually. And I'll just kind of tee it up with this. You know, on your website, OnTrack Software, it says, you know, OnTrack's the premier point of sale tracking and management solutions provider for beer, wine, and spirits distributors. Your unique passion for marketing and operational excellence helps distributors reduce costs and sell more products. So obviously those are kind of music to my ears, you know, the last reduce costs and sell more products. So maybe take us through the different types of products. You had mentioned there sign tracking, but I know you've got other goodies in there.
Right. Yeah. We offer five distinct products for beverage distributors, and each product focuses on helping distributors get a better handle on a particular part of their operations. So for beer distributors, we offer three primary products. You mentioned SignTrack. That's to track and manage printed POS, signs, cooler wraps, table tents, anything that's coming out of the sign shop. PermaTrack is for keeping tabs on permanent and semi-permanent POS. So everything from t-shirts, coolers, umbrellas, tap handles, all the way down to coasters if a distributor wants to track that far. And then LineTrack manages draft line cleaning operations, the scheduling, tracking, execution of line cleaning operations. Whether that's performed by an in-house team or by a third-party line cleaning organization. The way our software works, it helps distributors because it offers a single point of control where everything is tracked, and it offers a streamlined workflow. Instead of using scattered Excel spreadsheets, or worse, you know, sometimes we hear stories about reps turning in POS orders on a post-it note. Our software offers a centralized platform where everything gets done. Orders, due dates, costs, everything's tracked with full transparency and visibility by the entire team.
Nice. Now, you didn't mention, and I'll ask you because I saw it on your site, I thought it was interesting, was something called SampleTrack. Is that?
Yes. Yeah, we do have one. We do have one called SampleTrack, and that's for tracking the sampling process. If a sales rep is going out to an account to show some new product, SampleTrack helps them keep track of what's being sampled, what the comments are, and it allows them to tie that back to future sales. So again, they can kind of see, you know, here's what we're putting out in the sampling, and here's how the sales are resulting from that sampling event.
That one caught my eye because when we at the beer wholesalership, we sold not just beer, but we had wine and non-alcohol, and wine we sold in Vermont exclusively. And it was remarkable to me how much sampling was done. And furthermore, an inability for us to really track. All right, we did sampling because we know we have to, but we don't really know whether that sample led to an actual sale or an increase in sales. So that one again kind of caught my eye as a unique way to figure out, is this an effective spend, right?
Absolutely.
And is this, are these apps that folks would like, so if it's a salesperson who wants, you had mentioned placing an order for point of sale, is it on their phone, or how do they actually place the order and see what's going on?
So it's a combination of, some of the tools are actual apps, and then some are software based, but they're all accessible, whether the rep's on a phone or on a tablet. As long as they have an internet connection, they have the ability to place orders, to track orders. So the pieces that are software that they operate like an app, but they're not true apps.
Okay. But they're accessible to folks in the field if they're.
Right, absolutely. If they have a data feed or an internet connection, they can access the software.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's talk about three of my favorite words: return on investment, ROI. So I know some marketing pieces you guys have sent out recently, and this is another thing that caught my eye, was a calculator to quantify what costs can be reduced, because that's the value proposition that you guys offer, you to help distributors reduce costs, sell more product. So if we look at ROI, reducing costs, how do you approach that? How do the calculations work, and how can distributors learn kind of more about this?
Well, the calculators ask two real questions to get going, and it's how many users are going to be on the system, whether that's sales users or POS department users. And we ask what the average case volume per year of the distributor is. And based on those two values and a series of assumptions based on our 13 years of experience, we can calculate what is the expected return on investment. So we base this on our standard price per user, our experience over the years. We calculate the time savings for sales reps in tracking down their POS order information, the reduction in reworks in the sign shop, and available increase in selling time for reps. The ROI is a result of savings in both operations and materials. And for instance, for printed POS, part of the savings is from major reduction in errors and reworks. For permanent POS, savings comes from more efficient inventory control, like not allowing seasonal POS items to expire in the warehouse without ever seeing the inside of an account. And we've got a lot more information on our blog, on our website. We've got a couple of blogs dedicated strictly to the return on investment calculations that go into exorbitant detail about some of the assumptions that are going on behind the calculators.
Nice. But you guys have simplified it and you say, all right, tell me how many users, tell me your case volume, and then we're going to apply what we've learned and make assumptions relative to what your return on investment would look like.
Exactly.
Nice. I like that. You had mentioned inventory control. So that's another big one. So I guess it's placing the asset. Is it working, i.e. driving sales? Where is it? Inventory control includes not just what's out in the trade, but what would be in the warehouse. Did I understand that correctly?
That's correct. We track what's in the warehouse and basically provide a sales rep a digital catalog of the POS warehouse. So they know at any time of the day what's currently available in inventory by brand, by POS type, by supplier, by warehouse location itself, and can order that information off the system.
Mm. This is the stuff that gets me excited. I know it's kind of weird, but how do you, because these are challenges that we wrestled with in the, because there's so many different types of POS, right? Suppliers, brands, knickknacks, it's all over the place. It just comes at you like a flood, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get boxes and boxes and you got to go through it. How do you actually go about cataloging that stuff? Are we using, are we using RFID codes or UPC barcodes, or are we using more of a SKU number? How does that work mechanically?
We can use UPC codes, though our customers have found that it really doesn't save much time and energy using a UPC code. So it's usually based on SKU numbers. We use supplier SKU numbers that are easily marked on the outside of packages, or PermaTrack, in the case of the inventory, can assign its own item number. For those suppliers who don't use item numbers or don't have one available on the outside of the packaging.
Nice. I love it. So at any given time, you can run a report or look something up that says, here's what I've got for POS by supplier, brand, SKU type that's in the warehouse or out in the trade.
Yes, exactly.
Good stuff. So I guess in terms of business size or number of assets that are needed to be tracked, and it's really going to vary, I would say, by market, by wholesaler. Who is like an ideal client for your or a customer for your products?
Sure. So, we've asked ourselves, who is our ideal customer? And we've even done some exercises in that regard. But what it comes down to is that any beer distributor, no matter how large or small, can benefit from using the software. If a distributor is interested in truly managing their POS activities, materials, and costs, then they can benefit from using the software. Another thing to consider is best practices. If a distributor wants to follow industry best practices in all areas, then our software can help them with that as well.
Nice. Now, what I've found with software is, Bill Gates might have said this, right? If you have bad process and you put software in, you're going to make things worse because you accelerate what's already gone wrong. And the opposite can be true. If you have good process, good software can help. How do you guys think about that relative to, because you had said best practices, mm-hmm. The way I've always viewed it is it's the best practices are very often independent of the software itself. You have to do things, right? You have to put it, like when we're talking about managing our point of sale and using SKUs, the wholesaler has to do that the right way. Otherwise we get garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
How do you guys approach that? I mean, do you work with the client or how does that happen?
We do. We have a full implementation process that we go through, and we actually go on site and do the implementation on site and do trainings with the sales team, with the POS team, with the managers. But you're right. What's interesting about the software is it often causes the distributor to take a good look at how they're doing things. We can adjust the software to work within their existing processes, but at the same time, the idea is to help them improve their processes so that they're doing things more efficiently. So it's a good give and take between, how they're accustomed to doing things and then how the software can help them do things in a better way.
Okay, good. So it's sort of a workflow. You'll take them through and understand what they're doing and what they need to do.
Right. Yeah. We spend, Rick and his team spend a few hours on the phone, conference calls, you know, finding out how do they currently manage things? What are their goals in implementing software? And then his team sets up the software and we plan the implementation according to those goals.
Gotcha. Okay. Everybody loves case studies, right? So that case studies can kind of take, a real life scenario. Do you have some case studies you guys could share about how a distributor has used the software to actually save money and achieve that return on investment?
Absolutely. There are several case studies available on our website that are available to download and look at. Two of the ones that I find interesting come from central distributors in Western Tennessee and Crescent Crown in Arizona and Louisiana. Central is an Anheuser-Busch distributor that uses both SignTrack and PermaTrack to manage and measure their temporary custom signage, as well as their permanent and semi-permanent point-of-sale items. They report that they're losing fewer neons through the use of PermaTrack, and the merchandise losses had been costing them real dollars, like six figures.
Wow.
Crescent Crown also uses both systems for managing their POS. And they report that prior to OnTrack tools, they spent a tremendous amount of money on signs, but had no tracking mechanism in place. Now they simply run the analysis for themselves so they can get a quick handle on where their signs are going and the POS is going and validate that return on investment.
Excellent. So if folks want to read those, so they just go to your website and they would, or there's case studies right on the site itself.
Yes.
Okay. And maybe I can include, if it's in PDF form or just a link, I can include that in the show notes so people can check it out.
Sure.
Excellent. So we're recording this in late 2020. We're in this pandemic, very strange days. What are you guys hearing from your customers, from beer wholesalers? What do they need help with the most? And what are you hearing as their biggest challenges? And that can be generally or specific to the solutions that you guys offer?
Well, more geared toward the solutions we offer, biggest challenge I keep hearing is how beer distributors keep their sales force out in the market and not, not in the office. That all too often the ordering mechanism was paper or an email form that gets sent in for the sign shop or the POS department. And all of the sales reps were office-based and deployed from the office each day. And now they're deploying from homes and they don't have the accessibility to the POS warehouse to just go wander the room and see what's available for POS. So having that online tracking tool is providing a lot of benefit to keep the sales reps out in the market doing their selling activities, where we've automated the ordering process with seamless communication between the sign shop and POS room and the sales team. That online real-time catalog of merchandise, including images, and management can review the POS marketing practices of the sales reps without having to be there in person and follow up that closely.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And how has business changed for you guys? I mean, obviously, it's changed for everybody. Are you doing implementations remotely, or how's that working?
Yeah, the biggest change is we're doing a lot more demos that from the sales cycle, and we're doing implementations remotely. Almost everything is happening virtually these days.
As it is for most everybody.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's some great stuff. I know we went through it pretty quick, but I'll direct folks to the website. I'm definitely interested in a lot of these tools. Again, if we can demonstrate return on investment, if we can demonstrate, again, how to reduce costs and obviously sell more and pretty much everything you guys have described, I definitely see a real need for that. We certainly had a real need for that in our business. So if people want to learn more about the software or get in touch with you guys, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. So the website that you mentioned is obviously the fastest way to learn about what we have. On the site, they can access the case studies that we mentioned. There are quick 5-minute product demo videos that they can watch. And they can even estimate their savings and ROI with the calculators that we talked about as well. And then there are also a couple of contact us buttons on the website if they want to schedule a more in-depth personalized demo or just speak to one of our product specialists, they can do that at ontracksoftware.com.
Excellent. And before we wrap up, any final thoughts, anything you guys want to share with listeners?
No, you know, we appreciate you having us on. It's nice when, you know, our message resonates. You know, like you said, you know, the software handles some pretty important things for distributors, and distributors are busy doing 10 million things at one time. And sometimes they can't really sit down and focus on something like this. But it is important. And we appreciate you, you know, seeing that and having us on to talk about it a little bit.
It's my pleasure. Yeah, definitely. You guys, you know, the idea of this podcast and you know, the material that I'm putting out is really to try to connect beer wholesalers with tools that are going to ultimately improve, help them improve financial results, mm-hmm. help them improve the operations of their business. And I think this certainly touches on those, presses those buttons. So I guess for folks listening, you know, check out OnTrack Software, check out the demo, do the return on investment calculator, see if it makes sense for you. And if it does, you can reach out to Todd or to Rick and check out a demo virtually, see if it makes sense.
Sounds great.
Cool. All right, guys. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you for listening to the Beer Business Finance Podcast, where we combine beer with finance so that you can improve financial results in your beer distribution business. For more resources, tools, guides, and online courses, please visit beerbusinessfinance.com. And don't forget to sign up for the free weekly Beer Finance newsletter. Until next time, get out there and improve financial results in your beer business today.